Christine, first of all, before we talk about the Albion, I noticed you shook the hands of pretty much every Barnet player as you came off the field. That says something about their performance, I guess.
No, I think they acquitted themselves very, very well, and I would think, that certainly the manager would be pleased with the effort that they put in. They came here with a game plan, made it very difficult for us. We had obviously a huge possession in the game, but found it very difficult to break them down, and sometimes that's a hard thing to do, but... once we did, of course, they had to come out a little bit, and they showed what a threat they were. And in the end, you know, I wouldn't say that we were hanging on in the end, but certainly we had to defend very well.
A lot of changes tonight, Chris. What pleased you most about the performance?
Of course, the fact that we won and we're through to the next round. We've experienced the other side of these games, and of course, as most of us that have been in the game have done, and we know that these games, if you don't apply yourself correctly, that you can lose these games. And so I thought we applied ourselves well. It would have been nice to have got a goal a touch earlier. Then I think that perhaps the game would have opened up a little bit earlier as well. But pleased with the fact that they've got 90 minutes, a good mixture between the experienced players and, of course, young players. And of course, really pleased to have gone through.
James Tilley, local lad, you know, from Billings. That's always good to see a local player into the side. And of course, you gave him his debut up at Middlesbrough 2.5 years ago now, Chris.
Well, I think it's certainly good for the club. Also very good for the supporters as well. And a lad that's sort of come through the ranks here. And it's about development. And, you know, there were a few sort of scary moments down his flank in that last period. And that's the other side of the game. You know, he's got a wonderful ability and to reach, you know, the top levels you want to, is, you know, you've got to have that mixture in your game. And but really pleased for him with the goal.
In terms of Anthony Knockhart, was the plan just to play him for half a game, Chris, or was that all to do with the booking?
Yes, I mean, certainly we didn't want the booking for him. I mean, that's for sure, and probably a touch of frustration there. But no, it was always a plan for him to play 45 minutes, and we're glad that he got that under his belt. And he certainly was a good test, because every time he got the ball, they were marking him very, very tight, and certainly a good test for him.
How has he come through that 45 minutes, Chris?
No, fine. Yes, no problems.
And looking ahead now, Watford coming up, but can I just talk about the new signing as well? Talk about Raphael Dwemema, who's come into this club. What can you tell us about him, Chris?
Well, firstly, he's got to get through a work permit, which I think it's later this week. But what he'll give us a different type of player up front. You know, and certainly what we've got in Glenn Murray and of course Toma Hemed. He's different type of player. He's one that will perhaps run behind us that little bit more than I think what we've got. And of course it's a numbers game. You know, I think for what we want to do this season, which is ultimately to make sure that we're in the division, you know, we've got to have good options in the forward areas. And he's a young player. He's had a very, very good season last season. And we hope that not only can he develop here, but of course be of great value to us.
How long have you been tracking him, Chris?
Well, if I'm looking at our recruitment department have been tracking him certainly a lot longer than I've known of him. But that's normal. You know, and he's one that's been on the radar. It's a very difficult window, and for clubs of the level of ours, you know, to see players that you would have been perhaps tracking last season, to see their transfer fees, you know, being doubled as such, it's tougher. And we've got to make sure that we bring in the right type. And the affordable type for this club, and he's a young player, and hopefully he can develop with us.
Is it as difficult a window as you've known, Chris?
I think not in terms of most windows are difficult, but in certain terms of I've not seen an increase in transfer fees like I've seen this time round, and that would almost be from, you know, players that we were looking at. And we have a very good recruitment department here, and players that we were looking at last season, and to see their transfer fees being doubled over, you know, I've certainly not seen that consistently.
Difficult to get value, I guess, then, Chris. Is it value for money?
Well, you'd like to think that every player you bring in is going to be value for money, but you are having to pay more than what you would have done a year ago. And And I suppose for the teams that are established Premier League teams that have had, you know, the Premier League monies for a number of years, then that's something that they can do and they're used to. But for the likes of, you know, ourselves, I suppose, and your Huddersfields and that, of course, and your Newcastles that have just got promoted, it's new for us. Maybe not so much Newcastle, they've been there before, but it's certainly new to us.
Final question, Jose Gays Guerrero, we thought he might play tonight, but he's training with the first team. How's he faring, Chris, and is he likely to figure on Saturday?
We hope so. You know, how much he will figure, then that's a decision we'll make this week. But more importantly was that he trained with the team, and he hadn't trained enough with the team for him to be involved tonight.